Walking down the streets anywhere in Zimbabwe, one is bound to come across Manchester United, Arsenal, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Chelsea, and Liverpool replica jerseys too many to count. Here and there, far and in between, that is when one comes across a Dynamos, Highlanders, or a Caps United jersey being put on. This is just the opposite of neighboring South Africa, where replica jerseys of Mamelodi Sundowns, Kaizer Chiefs, and Orlando Pirates are worn everywhere. Although there are others who put on replica jerseys of foreign teams, most of them are foreign nationals who live and work in that country. Football analyst Wallace Mawire says Zimbabwean football has lost its respect to the extent that local football followers have found solace in foreign clubs where they are guaranteed satisfaction.
The supporters are now looking to outside the sporting teams where they get satisfaction from the local teams. I think they've been demoralized by the performance.
Caps United follower Patrick Mombeshora adds his voice to the debate, saying Zimbabwean football standards have sunk so low to the extent that not many still want to be associated with the local game.
Our standard of football is very low, so people are excited by those international foreign teams.
Another football fan, Ephraim Gwababa, said he was saddened by Manchester United's 1-0 defeat to Southampton. Ironically, on the same day, the Warriors had lost 1-0 to Mali and eliminated from the CHAN finals. However, former Caps United defender Kudzanai Mkucha, who now coaches Zifa Northern Region Division 2 outfit Dilo Aces, strongly believes that Zimbabwean domestic football is still among the best on the continent. Mkucha says Zimbabweans in general have a big problem.
Okay, Zimbabweans have a problem. You see, they don't respect themselves, one. They are excited by foreign things. If we are not good enough, why are South African clubs buying our players? You see, why do we qualify for CHAN if we don't have good players in Zimbabwe?
The former Cup Kings defender says it is not surprising that Zimbabweans, if their own favorite foreign teams, arguing that in Europe, you get some people who follow and support Zimbabwean clubs.
I can say everyone is allowed to support whatever club you want. So some people have got their foreign clubs that they want outside. So we can even have people in Europe now who support Dynamos, who support Highlanders, who support Chicken Inn. So it's normal to support players around the world.
Mombeshora also added that jerseys for local clubs are not found in shops if the shop owners believe there is no market for them.
They are not available in the shops. Actually, there are few. You can only find a few jerseys for just big teams, Caps United and Highlanders and Dynamos.
However, Zimbabwe Football Association Chief Executive Officer Jonathan Mashingaidze claims Warriors jerseys are there in abundance, contending that they have an agreement with their kit sponsors to provide replica jerseys for sale to the public. Of late, a large number of local football fans have also been watching mostly European football on television, abandoning watching Kasolaga Premier Soccer League or Warriors matches. Mawire says he has observed that people have resorted to watching television soccer instead of PSL soccer matches in order to save money.
People, they either tend to watch on television rather than wasting their money going to pay where they know that the results of the outcome will be disappointing to them.
Our Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Officer Chris Sambo suggests that the Premier Soccer League should come up with ideas to make the game more attractive and bring back the fans who have deserted the stadium. Edward Tembo, who won the league title with Motor Action in 2010 and is now on the books of Harare City, adds his voice to the debate, saying the game in Zimbabwe is as good as any in Africa, but points out that there is need for more knockout tournaments to retain the interest of all.
Football in this country is as good as any in Africa countries. The only problem is that there are less tournaments and less sponsorship in this country. This has made it less exciting.
However, another of the football followers Kingston Marange is of the opinion that most people have lost interest in local football due to the betting syndrome that has gripped the country.
This has been driven by the coming in of soccer betting. People now spend most of their time doing soccer betting, so that's why they're putting foreign jerseys.
He says in Zimbabwe, football betting has become a source of employment as most people have lost their jobs and are unemployed. However, the truth is that there is betting in other countries, but they still take their time to support their own clubs. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.